Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's for a Monday, the 6th of May, 2024. How was your weekend? It was a very eventful weekend. Yesterday, of course, Cinco de Mayo. Did you party? Did you enjoy yourself? The day before, Saturday, May the 4th, be with you. If you're into Star Wars or anything like that, there was also a Kentucky Derby photo finish. I know nothing about horse racing. And then, of course, what I'm interested in is how about Game 7, people? Oh, my God. You know what? I am a jaded guy. I really am. Doing this job for such a long time, sometimes you lose just a little bit of fandom. It's true. You don't want to admit it, but it's true. Sometimes you react to how teams treat you, how people treat you. Sometimes you root for radio, so you root for what would make the best storyline instead of what would be best for the town or for you as a fan. Like, these are the things that you go through in sports radio. So I think it's only normal when you do this for as long as I've done it. Yeah, you lose a little bit of the fandom, but I am such a huge sports fan. But yes, I've gotten really cynical about the Lions, the Tigers, the Pistons, the Red Wings. Way more cynical and jaded than I ever wanted, but here we are. But there are a couple of things that I've always held on to. One is Michigan basketball. For some reason or another, I am the biggest Michigan basketball fan ever. And that's why I love that they have Dusty May, and I love that he hit the portal, and I love that Joe Lunardi, of all people, thinks they're going to make the tournament next year. That really excites me. But the other thing I've held on to is my hate watching. I've hate watched the Chicago Blackhawks. I hated that their fans got a Stanley Cup, in fact, multiple Stanley Cups. I've hate watched Michigan State many times. I think if you're a Michigan fan, you do, even though you might not admit it. And I've always hate watched the Toronto Maple Leafs. Always. I've hated the Maple Leafs, not because I hate the team, but because I hate their damn fans. Their fans are so elitist. They're so pompous. They're so arrogant. They haven't won the cup since the 60s, but every year they're going to tell you how great they are. They suck up all the oxygen in Canada. So over the years, this hatred has not left me. In fact, I've grown accustomed to really enjoying my spring because usually the Maple Leafs get knocked out in the first round, with the exception of last year when they won a series against Tampa Bay, only to then lose the next round to Florida. So over the weekend, we had Game 7. And I'll give credit to the Leafs because they were down 3-1 to the Bruins. Found a way to come back, made it 3-2, made it 3-3. Austin Matthews didn't play. William Nylander missed some games. So we had a game 7 on Saturday night, live from Boston. And it went to overtime. And it was tense. And it was dramatic. And I'm not quite sure you care as much as I care. But fucking A. Beautiful finish. Because David Pastrnak, a guy that was called out by his head coach, Jim Montgomery, after game 6, gets the game winner as Mitch Marner just lets him skate right by him. I mean, it was amazing. And then they showed Maple Leaf Square, you know, where all the Maple Leaf fans watched the game, and they were so upset. They were so upset. I'm a bastard because I took such glee out of it. Here, I'll show you a picture. I literally have stared at this picture for hours, and it makes me so happy. And listen, I'm not saying I'm proud of how I act, but I'm not unproud of it either. Here, if you're watching on YouTube, do you see that? Here, I'll try to get it really close. That was Maple Leaf Square. Look at all those surrender cobras. That's what you call that pose after your team just loses and you need to put both hands on your head because you just can't believe you're not, again, going past the first round. Fantastic weekend for me. And people call me a loser. People say I'm obsessed. I mean, maybe that's all true. I don't know. But I think as sports fans, we all do it. We all have a team or player that we just don't like. And we root against them. And when they lose, it makes us very happy. And yeah, I admit it. I'm a Wings fan. So my team hasn't been to the playoffs since 16. It's okay. In the meantime, I enjoy watching Toronto get their heart ripped out from them. Anyway, I'm going to move on, I swear. Fantastic. Not fantastic was the Tigers weekend in the Bronx. They get swept by the Yankees. They go into play 500. They end play 500. Friday night was a killer. Tigers led 1-0. They left the bases loaded in back-to-back innings. And then they ended up losing in a walk-off 2-1. Jason Foley came in, was not hit hard by any means. His velocity is down. But the Tigers led pretty much the entire game, it seemed like. But they can only score one run because their offense stinks. We've talked about this. And the Yankees, of course, scored 2 in the bottom of the 9th for the first win. Then they lost 5-3 on Saturday. And then yesterday, the game was rained out in the 8th inning. But the Tigers were down 5-2. So they got swept right out of the Bronx. And for all the people that wanted to say, man, this is a different team. Man, they can win the division. Man, I really love this Tiger team. I wonder how you feel now. Because I feel we warned you about this lack of offense. Like, I'll give you a quick scenario. Mark Ryan, the new guy at the radio station. I love Mark. He does a great job. I think he's going to be really good at 97.1 The Ticket. But Mark Ryan sent out a tweet. And this was on Friday before the first game of the series. I want to read you this tweet. He said the following: the Tigers have the 22nd ranked payroll of 30 teams and the 10th best record. You're a top 10 team by what matters most, wins. But to a small percentage of so-called Tiger fans, the wheels are always falling off. The negativity is pathetic. Enjoy the run. So he tweeted that out Friday before game 1. And then, of course, the Tigers got swept. I wonder how Mark feels now. I did a topic about it on Saturday. Are you more like Mark? You're just happy that they're winning and happy that they don't suck anymore like they have the last 10 years? Or are you more like me? You understand the offense stinks. They did nothing in the offseason to address the offense. And we're going to see a lot more results like this when the Tigers lose 5-2 or 5-3 or score 6 runs against the Yankees for the entire weekend. So it was a bad weekend. Feel free to answer that question. Are you more the glass half full? Damn, I just like them being relevant. Or are you more the glass half empty, I guess, like me? People call me negative. I call it real. That you just know this team's not going to win enough games because their offense stinks on a daily basis and they did nothing to address it. I mean, my God, on Friday night, guys, on Friday night, did you see the bottom 5 of their batting order? Colt Keith was hitting 5th with a .406 OPS. Spencer Torkelson was hitting 6th with a 571 OPS. Zach McKinstry with his 573 OPS. Javier Baez with his 507 OPS. And Jake Rogers with his 524 OPS. The league average for OPS is like 740. These guys are like over 200 points below league average in OPS, which is slugging plus on-base percentage, which is how a lot of people judge a baseball player. This offense stinks. And unfortunately, I think it's going to remain like this all season long. It's unfortunate because we bitched and we moaned and we whined that the Tigers needed to do something in the offseason, but they decided not to. But one of the guys specifically that is being called out is Spencer Torkelson. Torque is really going through it. Now, yesterday, he had two doubles. He went 2-for-3, RBI double, and then he had a double with nobody on. So he had two doubles. So maybe he's coming around. That was good to see. But I find it interesting what's going on with Torque because I think a lot of the fans are turning on him. And that's okay. You're allowed to feel how you want to feel. Last year, he had 31 homers. This year, coming into yesterday's game, he was hitting 205 with a 553 OPS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
122 at-bats. He doesn't have a single home run. He's hit the wall one time in Minnesota. Last year, in the first month, he had two home runs. He doesn't have a single home run. He looks like he's pressing at the plate. He looks like the negativity and the stress are getting to him. And even AJ Hinch, the manager, has changed with how he's dealing with him. I think this is super interesting. So on Wednesday, when the Tigers were still at home, AJ Hinch went on our morning show, Costa and Jansen. And I thought this was a great question by Jim Costa, talking about Spencer Torkelson. Does he need a reset? Do you just send him down to the minors, pull the Band-Aid off, have him figure it out, bring him back up? He still has options, and hopefully he figures it out at the major league level. Maybe take some of the stress away from him. I mean, at this point, it seems like Spencer Torkelson would actually want to be sent down. I'm sure it might be a big sense of relief. Like, you don't want to be sent down. You're a competitor. But when you're struggling as much as he has, when it all seems to be getting to you, when the body language doesn't look all that great. I was watching on Saturday, every time Torque was going back to the dugout, people stayed away from him. Not because they don't like him, but because they don't know what to say to him. So back on Wednesday, Jim Costa asked AJ Hinch, would you consider sending him down to the minors for a reset? Take a listen to this cut.
Well, we've talked about it on the show. I mean, does he need a reset? I mean, is it ridiculous to suggest a send down just to build some confidence back up? Because it isn't just a couple weeks now, right, where he has been struggling.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that coming into the manager's office and getting sent down builds confidence. I mean, I think that's actually quite a blow to a player. And we've done that before with him a couple of years ago. Mechanically, I think we need to make some adjustments. And some of the approach, I think we need to make some adjustments, and then the numbers will come. And it's going to take him a while to get the numbers back. So we're going to watch the process and see, how those adjustments come. And like I said, we're all very open about him needing to pick up production for us to be our best team. Nobody knows that more than Torque. So there are no threats. We have not even talked about that, Scott and Greeny and I. Other than we're pretty open about talking about needing him to be a center part of our offense.
All right, so he pretty much scoffed at the idea of sending Torkelson down, right? But then something changed. Because Saturday, over the weekend, before the game, Tigers put out their lineup. Torque had been moved down to the seventh spot, the lowest he's hit in the order all year long. AJ Hinch, of course, before the game on Saturday, was asked about it. This comes from Chris McCoskey from the news. Take a listen to this quote. AJ Hinch, when asked about moving Spencer Torkelson down to the seventh hole, quote, "You see him steadily moving down in the order, and the next stop is next to me. We're trying to keep supporting him because he's a good player, but he's not in a good spot," unquote. "The next stop is next to me." He's threatening Torque with benching. And how do you think Torque dealt with that on Saturday? He went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts, and in the ninth inning, he hit into a double play. But then yesterday, AJ Hinch moved him back up in the order. He went from 7-to-6, and he went 2-for-3 with two doubles. One was an RBI double, scoring a big run. Doubt the Tigers come back from a 2-0 deficit before they eventually ended up losing 5-2. Yesterday was a good day for Torque. But what changed for AJ Hinch? That quote, "The next spot is next to me." Do you need to send down Spencer Torkelson? You're getting Gio Urshela back. Would you send down Torque just for him to figure it out? Does one game of two doubles buy him some time? Maybe. Maybe he's going to start to turn it on. Hopefully. He still is not hitting for power. His hard hit rate is down. I asked this on the show the other day. Are the Tigers actually doing a disservice to Torque by not sending him down? You cannot learn at this level. It's kind of like the game of golf, right? The game of golf. I don't know if you play. I play all the time. If you're out there and you're playing like shit, you're in a foursome or a twosome, and somebody comes up to you, and usually they wait a couple holes, they notice something about your swing, and they're like, hey, try this. And it's like, you know, moving your elbow somewhere or turning your entire body or keeping your eye on the ball, whatever the case is. The moment they say that to you, even though they always follow it with, don't do it on the golf course, wait till you're at the range. You can never wait. You want to see if it's going to pay off. You want the instant gratification. So it fucks up your whole round. It's the same thing with trying to learn at the major league level. If Torque has not got it by now, I don't think he's going to get it. And all these mechanical issues that AJ Hinch was talking about, you can't fix them while you're going against the best pitching in the world. You got to be sent down. There's even this thing in the minors right now that you can shut a guy down for 2 to 3 weeks. He can do nothing but focus on his issues. He can grind at them and hopefully get better before starting to play games again. Does Spencer Torkelson need to get sent down? Or is it ridiculous that we're talking about Torque, signaling out Torque, when his entire team, with the exception of Riley Green and Mark Canha, are not hitting? Wenzel Perez is hitting a little bit. He's been impressive early on. And Andy Abanez has hit a little bit too, even though he has a very low OPS. So maybe you're thinking like, dude, none of this offense is hitting. Why are we focusing so much on Torque? But I thought that comment by AJ was really interesting. Something changed. He went from, hell no, we're not sending him down, to, dude, if he keeps struggling, he's going to be benched. That seems like a different frame of mind. It seems like something happened in the span of a couple days. It seems like AJ Hinch called out Spencer Torkelson. And maybe it's working. The tough love, we'll call it. Maybe it's working because in 2 games since making those comments, one was atrocious and the other 2 for 3 with 2 doubles, one being an RBI double. I'm curious what you think. Is this team doomed? Offensively, they can't hit. And no matter how good they are with the gloves and with the arms, I mean, hell, Tarek Skubal yesterday struck out a career-high 12 Yankees. They still lost the game, though. You're wasting so many pitching performances. Good ones. It's so funny because people are constantly sending me stats of Matt Chapman. I went on and on how I wanted Matt Chapman on this team because I didn't think this team had enough offense. And yeah, Matt Chapman has not been good the first, like, month of the season. He leads the league in errors, not to mention he's got, like, a 650 OPS and he's not really hitting for power, okay? He's been dreadful for the Giants. Without a doubt, he's been dreadful. However, I'm the bad guy, right? I'm the bad guy because I simply pointed out, you need more offense. I don't get paid to be president of baseball operation. So yes, Matt Chapman was my suggestion. Doesn't seem like a good suggestion. I'll own that. I'll wear that. But I love all these fans calling me out. Oh, you're so fucking stupid. You wanted Matt Chapman. Well, what about you? You stuck up for the president of baseball operations when he did nothing in the offseason. So you're good with having zero offense, but you want to come at me because I wanted potentially a guy that could fix that offense? Like, that seems pretty stupid, doesn't it? But here you are coming at me, which I'm totally fine with. I admit, Matt Chapman through a month has been a disaster. But you know what? Your offense has been a disaster. But you refuse to acknowledge that. Had to get that off my chest. Anyway, how do you feel? Should you send down Torque? Are you asking yourself, why are we focusing on Torque when the entire offense is not hitting? And is this team sunk? Go back to what I talked about very early in the podcast, the Mark Ryan tweet. Are you more like him where you're like, dude, I'm just happy they're above 500 and relevant and playing decent games and playing pseudo big games? Or are you like me where you're like, dude, this sucks because they get good pitching outings and they're being wasted because they can't hit a lick? Like Friday night, Reese Olson went out there and was dominant against the Yankees. Only lasted 5 innings, but didn't give up a run. They made him work, but still didn't give up a run. He ends up not coming away with the decision, and they end up losing the game because they can't hit and got a single walk from Colt Keith with the bases loaded. That was it. So how do you feel? Let me know in the comment section, and I'll read them all. Speaking of the comments, let's bypass the comments for today. We'll get to them tomorrow. I've talked way too long. But what do you think about Spencer Torkelson? Here's the other thing very quickly. Like, Javier Baez is such a mess. He got benched yesterday again. Javier Baez has gotten to the point where people don't even talk about how bad he is anymore. They just, like, are okay with it. He's like, all right, Baez stinks. What are you going to do? Isn't that crazy? Dude makes over $20 million a season. Highest paid player. And nobody even says anything anymore. You just know he's no good. What a disaster. Hit me up in the comment section. Let me know how you're feeling. Catch you tomorrow on the Daily Ticket on a Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.